Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, December 10th, 2012. A man died of wounds due to last month's Israeli war in Gaza, and Israeli soldiers hand out demolition orders to Palestinian families in Jerusalem. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Palestinian Ministry of Health in the Gaza Strip reported that a Palestinian man who was seriously injured by Israeli shells during the recent war in Gaza died of his wounds at an Egyptian hospital on Sunday evening. The ministry said that the latest casualty of Israel's war was identified as Nader Zidan al-Nahal, 48. The death of al-Nahal raises the number of Palestinians killed by Israeli shells during the recent 8-day war on Gaza to 179, while more than 1,492 Palestinians have been injured, dozens seriously. In other news, Israeli authorities handed out on Monday demolishing orders to Palestinian homeowners at the town of Silwan in occupied East Jerusalem. Residents said that soldiers arrived and took photos of their homes, then left the orders at their doors. Most homes were at the neighborhood of Al-Bustan, where Israel is planning to remove Palestinian homes and construct King David Gardens. Local sources said that local youth clashed with the invading Israeli forces. No injuries were reported. Later on Monday evening, Israeli soldiers arrested a woman and two of her daughters, 11 and 16, at Jerusalem's Old City. Soldiers raided their home, claiming that they got attacked by youth from inside the house, a story that was denied by neighbors. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers on Monday ordered six Palestinian families, nearly 80 people, to leave their homes and tents from the village of Hamsa in the Jordan Valley. According to local sources, soldiers ordered the families to leave for 5 days due to a military training in the area. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, December 10th news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and me, Ghassan Bannoura.